Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
Karina Garland is now the member for Chisholm. She was elected at the 2022 election, and she was also part of the Sin team back in, 2005, 2006, was it, Karina?
Yes, it was. It feels both forever ago and only a couple of years ago.
What's the standout memory you have from your time at Sin?
I'm going to be greedy and say a couple. Firstly, I think the friends that I've made that have really been pretty long-lasting, lifelong friends, that's obviously really stand out as a personal memory there. And also professionally, just really seeing how much trust people from a range of organisations put in Sin, and our news team, our current affairs team, treated us like we were journalists in the same way they might for any other outlet. And I think that was a real testament to the fact that we had such high quality workers and young people wanting to really prove themselves in the world of news and current affairs, which were the main areas that I really worked on. And yeah, I was really taken with the fact that, we were treated with respect.
Do you remember the exact programs you used to present?
I was on Panorama. I did the art session on Panorama, which
still
was
going.
Our current affairs program.
Yep.
Still going. Good. It was a wonderful experience. And I hope that people that are involved now are still finding it is a wonderful experience. I'm sure they are. And I also did some news spots. And I did also a feminist show called Lip, which was a great deal of fun too.
I seem to remember that show. I seem to remember doing some promos for that.
I'm sure you did, Dylan. You were everywhere.
What kind of skills did you get from Sin that's, made your grounding as a federal MP now?
Well, I suppose being able to talk when I need to talk mm-hmm. to people. So being able to have those conversational skills and, with a wide range of people is really important. I think that quick thinking, analytical skill that, you develop when you're having to quickly make sense of a situation if you're covering some current affairs or news or in conversation with someone is really important. I think media skills generally are pretty transferable to a lot of different professions obviously meeting so many great people who are either involved in media, politics, the law, the arts now, it's really great to have those connections as well.
One thing that stands out from last year's election campaign is I recall watching Sky News during the day. I need to stress that. It was during the day, not at night. Okay, let's not get any impression what I've been viewing. But during the day, I seem to recall that Kevin Rudd was doing some campaigning for you. And
yes, he was
doorstopped by Simon Love as he was walking down the street, walking next to you. And
yes.
Simon Love, of course, was heavily involved in Sin, as were you. And I got the feelings as like, haven't we come full circle?
Oh, and at the same time, Kevin Rudd showing us, I think, a thing or two about how to perform in the media, because the whole time when he was doing that doorstop, he was, making his way through his Gong Cha bubble tea that we to buy. So he's a real multitasker, Kevin. But no, you're right, real full circle. And it is, I think, a testament to the people that were involved in Sin through the years that people had such excellent experience to develop all kinds of skills, to be journalists, to be politicians. There'll be people in all walks of life that have come through Sin and will continue to. And it is really amazing seeing where people have ended up. It really is.
And how are you finding life as an MP now, Karina?
I really love being a Member of Parliament, mainly, for a few reasons. I love doing the community events. I really care about the community that I put my hand up to represent. So I love being able to solve problems and get some wins in the local community. But I also love being part of a government of course, that has put in place some reforms that I find really important, making sure that we have family and domestic violence leave for all workers, making sure that we pay our aged care workers and our early childhood educators properly. Having a national integrity commission was such an important promise going into the election. Now we're delivering on that. It's a pretty good feeling to be changing the country in a positive way.
Oh, it's good to know you've still got your talking points. You've really eased into the role. Karina, it's been great to chat to you.
Thanks so much, Dylan.
Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.